This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And we are commercial free. We're going to chop it up at 7:40. We got a State Fair ticket giveaway throughout this segment as well. NFL Power Rankings at 8. It's a Meet Church Wednesday with Matt Pittman at 8:20. But RJ Choppy, let's toss it on over to you for the introduction.
You know, when I saw this game in the schedule, I was like, I got the perfect guy. I probably have more hookups in Pittsburgh than anywhere else. But I do on my BetQL show, one with John Martin from Memphis, and then Chris Mack from Pittsburgh. I was like, well, shoot, man. Let's get my boy Chris Mack on here, and we'll talk little Cowboy Steelers. Morning, brother.
I like how it's your show now, Choppy.
Well,
I see how that works.
Chris, what's it like working with Choppy?
It's an experience, Sean, I'll be honest. It's an hour of my life every week that I simultaneously don't get back, but also don't necessarily mind not getting back.
Okay.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible, Choppy. You know that.
I appreciate that.
That's probably the best way to describe working.
Yeah, you get 4.5 of that every morning. So
yes,
Godspeed.
Chris, is this an exciting start to the Steelers season? I know it's maybe an obvious question with the record, but my feeling on Pittsburgh is, okay, you might win 9 games. You have no real shot at any championship with the quarterback situation. So how exciting is it there with the start?
Well, I think it's surprising for a number of reasons, right? Like this, when we looked at the schedule when it came out, we kind of looked at it and said, well, if this team's going to do anything, even if it's that 9 win mark that you laid out there, they're going to have to make hay early because the last 8 weeks are absolutely brutal. Every division game, a trip to Philly, the Chiefs come in on Christmas Day. Congratulations, kids. Here are your presents. I'm not going to say anything about Santa being real or not because Patrick Mahomes is going to come in and crush all your dreams. So we knew they were going to have to do something early on, but we thought they were going to be doing it with Russell Wilson, right? And we weren't quite sure about that. One thing this city loves, aside from its defense, is a quarterback who can be dynamic, right? Like, I instantly flash back a quarter century to Cordell Stewart, right? Here we go. Here's another Steelers Cowboys storyline here, going back to the Super Bowl 30 year when they met out in the desert. That was the year Cordell Stewart flashed onto the scene as Slash, was doing things as a wide receiver, as a quarterback. And Steeler fans love quarterbacks that can make things happen when the pocket breaks down. Justin Fields is capable of that. And he's done his best to avoid stupid mistakes. There have been moments here and there, you know, bad snap, you know, center quarterback exchanges, things like that. But for the most part, Fields has avoided the stupid mistakes. And so Steeler fans, more than anything, Sean, through the first 4 weeks, are pleasantly surprised, I think, and they want to see where it goes from here.
Is Fields, does he feel or look that different as a thrower from the Bears days?
He looks more calm, I think, than he did in Chicago, you know? And I think that a lot of that is due to the fact that an Arthur Smith offense, as ugly as it may be, is built to sort of calm things down for the quarterback and help lead them away from making those mistakes. So he looks less, you know, the feet are a little less happy. And again, he looks less mistake prone, especially when he's back there in the pocket trying to make reads. He still has those issues where he'll hold onto the ball for 3.5, 4, 5 seconds. And you just see everything break down around him. And there's a little paralysis by analysis, but it's much less so than it was in Chicago.
going behind enemy lines. Chris Mack from Pittsburgh joining us here, 105 through the fan. When will or will Russ be the starter?
I mean, you're going to have to get a poor performance from Fields and get Mike Tomlin to admit that Wilson is totally healthy. Mike Tomlin is still riding that razor-thin line of, well, Russ is working his way back. He's working his way back. He's working his way back. And he was asked point blank this week, yesterday, about, you know, does Justin's play keep you from pushing the envelope, basically? I'm paraphrasing now, pushing the envelope with hurrying Russ back. And he said, yeah, to this point, it has. So as long as Fields is playing well, again, not making the stupid mistakes and occasionally making things happen with his legs, Wilson doesn't have to rush back. And more importantly, may not ever even get a chance to start in this offense. Now, I do think there will be a moment at some point down the line this season where Fields will struggle and or get dinged up himself, and it'll open the door for Russ. But if this team is still rolling, if this team is, you know, 4-2, 5-2, 6-2, 6-3 before they get to that rough part of the schedule, they're playing well and they've got a line to a playoff spot, Mike Tomlin's going to be much less inclined to break that glass in case of emergency on Russ.
Is Pittsburgh a city that makes fun of him and rolls their eyes when he dresses as an inactive, or they or y'all love that type of crap?
No, it's silly to us. It reminds us a lot of when Mitch Trubisky was actually named captain. I want to say it was the year before last or last year during the preseason. They named Trubisky the offensive captain and never changed it. Trubisky would waltz out there to the middle of the field for coin flips, Sean, before games. And everybody would go like, is this guy even still employed? Like, what? It was like the scene from Office Space. What would you say it is you do here? And he'd be like, I don't know. I call heads every week. That's it.
Chris Mack talking with us here on 105 through the fan. Okay, Chris, so one of the big important areas of concern for Pittsburgh over the last 12 months has been George Pickens and his I guess fragile state of mind or fragile interactions with the team.
Combustibility.
Yeah, exactly. How is George Pickens right now in terms of his comfort in the Arthur Smith offense and his relationship and connection with Justin Fields?
I think as long as he's still the preferred target on the outside, which he is because they have no other targets on the outside. I mean, literally, the receiving room is George Pickens and then a bunch of dudes. Like, Calvin Austin can make some things happen sometimes. We saw that a couple weeks ago against the Chargers. Van Jefferson is just kind of a dude. He's just there, right? Then you're down to, like, the Scotty Millers of the world. So as long as Pickens is the unquestioned wide receiver one, I think he's going to be okay. And he has developed some chemistry with Fields. The more interesting thing to watch, guys, is the chemistry developing between Fields and Pat Freiermuth, their tight end, their number one tight end. Again, to go back to the Arthur Smith deal, we know how much Arthur Smith would put 19 tight ends out there if he could. He loves tight ends. And they have really developed a chemistry, an easy chemistry, Fields and Freiermuth. We've seen that work. It really worked through the first 3 weeks, not as much in spots last week in that loss out in Indy, but Freiermuth is very dependable in the middle of the field. And for a quarterback like Fields, who's scanning, it's much easier to dump it down, check down to that tight end in the middle of the field than it is to just chuck it up and pray 40 yards downfield that Pickens can draw a DPI. That is still part of the game plan, but the connection between Fields and Freiermuth has been fun to watch.
Chris, the Cowboys can't stop the run. How's Najee been this year? It doesn't seem like he's been off to a great start.
Yeah, I mean, Najee's been basically what he's been since he came into the league. I heard somebody put it the other day. I think it's a really apt description this time of year. I heard you guys talking baseball a couple minutes ago. He's a singles hitter. He's not going to break off any big home run runs. He's just not. Now, look, is he going to get the Kyle Brandt treatment every Tuesday on NFL Network for angry runs? Absolutely. But Cordarrelle Patterson kind of showed this past week, and we'll see how healthy he is this week, that he's kind of capable of some of the same stuff. Jaylen Warren, when he's healthy, can be your third down back and is a better pass catcher out of the backfield. So, look, Najee didn't have his fifth-year option picked up for a reason. He hasn't shown enough that he is worth that fifth-year option, that he was really worth a first-round pick. You know how valuable a first-round pick has to be if it's being used on a running back these days. I love the pick. I'll be honest. I'll own it. Love the pick when they made it. It has not panned out the way it should. This running game can still do damage, though, if the offensive line can play better than it did in Indy. That's the problem with this team right now, guys. The offensive line is absolutely beaten and bruised, and that was the issue against Indy. They could never really get going on the ground, which they should have been able to do to the Colts as well. If they can't get going on the ground against the Cowboys, with all the injuries Dallas has on that side of the ball, then it's going to be a real serious concern, not just for Najee, but the run game as a whole.
Have you and RJ Choppy had a TJ Watt discussion ever on the BetQL network?
I don't think we have. Okay. Choppy, would you like to espouse your love of TJ Watt at this point? Is there any...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But listen, an extreme amount of admiration you have for TJ, as you should as a football fan.
Yeah, I do think the Cowboys should have taken him over Taka. I wanted him back then. But I also think he's, you know, very similar to his brother in that he's just the most overrated player in the league.
Oh, okay. Well, he's also a one-man wrecking crew who's basically won them 3 games this year. They've won 1 game all time since Watt became a starter without him in the lineup.
Wow.
He is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, this era, we will look back on it as the TJ Watt era. As much as they got great leadership from Cam Hayward and Minkah Fitzpatrick, it'll be the era of who the hell was their quarterback that year?
Yeah.
Trubisky, Pickett, Rudolph, what? It'll be about the TJ Watt era. Now, unfortunately, this era has also been about not getting beyond the wild card round. So
Micah,
I guess if you want your argument there, Choppy, there it is.
Right.
Poor TJ Watt can't drag a squad of 53 kicking and screaming without a quarterback beyond the wild card round.
Micah or TJ?
Oh, that's tough.
You're
for
asking
you.
A Penn State guy. Oh, man. TJ. I think I'm going to hedge this way. You like this? As a pure edge rusher, TJ. As a guy who you can move around like a chess piece all over the board, Micah. How about that?
Who else is on the Steelers defense that we need to know about?
A Metroplex kid, Deshaun Elliott. Keep an eye out for their strong safety. He was wrecking shop the first 3 weeks of the season as well. Because as I look at it, yeah, you're going to get your catches from CD, right? CD's going to get a ton of targets. The question is, can they eat up the middle of the field the way the Colts did with, okay, Cooks is going to get his targets, sure. But can they eat up the middle of the field with Jake Ferguson? The Steelers' defense for years has struggled with tight ends. If they can avoid letting Jake Ferguson have a day inside, and that'll be Patrick Queen, that'll be the rookie Peyton Wilson, but it'll mostly be Deshaun Elliott, the strong safety, who's had a really strong start to the season. Keep an eye out for him. If Jake Ferguson is having a huge day, it's because Deshaun Elliott is not doing his job. If Ferguson is not having a huge day, I would think Elliott is playing a really big part in limiting him in the middle of the field.
Justin Fields has not done a lot of the same, like, you know, aggressive designed runs to the success that he had throughout his time in Chicago so far in these first few weeks with the Steelers. Is this the week you might expect with some of the things that Dallas's defense has gone through and some of the edges where you might say, hey, this might be the week where Arthur Smith tries to take advantage of more of that?
I don't think so, only under the direction of Mike Tomlin. I don't think Mike wants Fields on a lot of designed runs. He wants this offense to run the ball effectively with its running backs between the tackles. He wants to, you know, occasionally get on the outside with some of that wham stuff and counter stuff. But for the most part, he wants his running backs to shove it down the opposition's throat. And that'll be the goal, I think. But between Tomlin and Arthur Smith is, let's impose our will via the run. It didn't work against Indy, but we saw it work the first few weeks. Let's try and make it work again against, like you said, a defense that's experiencing some personnel limitations up front.
Chris, do you have a strong feeling on what's going to happen Sunday night?
not as far as one side or the other.
Is every game for you all to pick like 2017, 23, 20? Is that like a Pittsburgh Steelers score?
Yeah, it should be. I do think it's going to be a one possession game. This will be the best healthy quarterback the Steelers have faced to this point. Herbert was a shambles when he came in, and they quickly got him out of the game. And then look at some of the other quarterbacks they faced. Cousins, who's still in the process of coming back, and you know, a rookie in Nix, Richardson, and Flacco, for what it's worth. So this will be the best quarterback wide receiver duo they've faced this year to this point. It's on the pass rush to get home and get home quickly, so Dak can't get rid of the ball in that 2.3 seconds or whatever it may be. And it's on the secondary, in particular Joey Porter Jr., to do his best to stay with Lamb. You're not going to take him out of the game. It's CD. But if you can limit him and keep him from making any huge plays, then the Steelers will have a chance to keep this thing, like you said, in the high teens and maybe get out of there with either side, really. We'll have a chance to get out of there with a field goal late or a late score.
Chris Mack joining us from Pittsburgh, BetQL Network, co-host with RJ Choppy for an hour of his life he cannot get back every week. So this whole Tomlin on the hot seat story from last year, is that done and gone?
Yeah, no. Mike Tomlin, you might as well hyphenate his name to Mike Tomlin Rooney. He is as ingrained in this organization's culture as anybody not named Rooney. He is the face of this franchise. And he will go nowhere, Mike Tomlin, until he goes 0-34 or he decides he wants to go somewhere. It is his team. And Art Rooney II is perfectly happy with it being Mike Tomlin's team. And look, people in Pittsburgh are always going to complain. We're like you guys in that we have very high standards, right? Get me to a conference championship game, at least, please. Yeah. Quit telling me about X number of non-losing seasons. That's great. The guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. He needs another ring. Or at the very least, he needs to get back there to satiate Steelers fans. And even then, some Steelers fans still wouldn't be satisfied. He's a great coach. Are there some game day X's and O's things that will drive you nuts? Yeah. I'm sure between he and Mike, somebody will throw a really stupid challenge flag on Sunday night. That's nearly a guarantee. Somebody will go into the half or go home with a timeout that they should have called at some point. But he is an incredible motivator of men. This guy's going to write a book someday. It's going to sell like crazy. He will basically, he writes his own path. He cashes his own checks from here on out. Because that is what he does. He gets guys to come together on teams that should not win more than 6 or 7 games and somehow win 9 between Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and go to a wild card game.
Does y'all stadium ever get invaded like you do everywhere else? And how many Cowboy fans, what percentage do you expect Sunday?
This will be the closest probably, right? Like these are the two fan bases that, and they say it about both. Oh, Steeler fans travel well. Cowboy fans travel. No, it's just they're everywhere, man. Cowboys fans and Steeler fans, Mike Tomlin said it yesterday. Look at the brands, man. These fans are everywhere. Geographically, half the people in that building on Sunday night won't be tied to the Metroplex or Western Pennsylvania. They could be from Maine. They could be from San Diego, from South Florida, or Vancouver. It doesn't matter. Steeler fans and Cowboy fans are everywhere. But this is one that will come as you'll look when the Cowboys do something, you'll hear a pop like you wouldn't hear when other teams are in town. But still, Heinz Field, I'll never call it whatever the new stupid name is, Acrisure Stadium or whatever. Heinz Field, very difficult to invade unless the Steelers are out of the playoff picture. It'll be a great atmosphere Sunday night, man. And I can't wait to see Cowboy fans around town. As one of those rare half Texan, half Pittsburgh hybrids, my dad's side of the family, all from Texas. It'll be cool to see Cowboys fans everywhere.
Where in Texas?
All over the place. My dad was born in Denton. My grandfather was a Presbyterian minister who was all over North Texas, ended up settling in Dallas. I was born in Houston, lived in Brownsville down in the valley for a few years. Wow. So yeah, the stars at night are big and bright.
There we go.
Even up here.
Heart of Texas. Is the McCarthy family bar still there? Is it a pizza place? And Bobby's going to the game. Where does he need, what pizza does he need to eat at?
Oh, like man. Yeah, go to Minio's in Squirrel Hill. You can pass by Mike's family's bar on the way there. If you drive a circuitous enough route, you can cut through Greenfield to get to Squirrel Hill.
Penn State it is education. Still there.
Yeah, big words. Lots of big words this morning, guys. but yeah, no, go to Minio's in Squirrel Hill. That's the spot to go. Right there on the main drag, Murray Avenue in Squirrel Hill. Fantastic pizza.
And have you been in the bar? It's still up and kicking?
I've never been there. I'm good friends with a columnist for the Tribune Review here in Pittsburgh, who's cousins with Mike, but I've never made it over to Greenfield to go in there. It's kind of like, it's one of those places I drive through all the time, but never really have reason to stop in.
Does the bar shut down every February?
Stop it.
Oh, God, here we go. Or the final hour of the night?
Yeah. It's closing time, midnight.
Oh, Lord.
Questionable decisions on what's on TV.
Chris, this was fantastic, man. Thank you for hopping on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and Zoom with us. Best of luck with Choppy moving forward, and enjoy the weekend. Yeah. This is great. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Chris Mack, BetQL from Pittsburgh, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. He's good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Much better than the people Bobby usually gets for us.
All right, no more Ian Rappaport.
The local.
No more Jimmy Johnson. Anybody else I get?
Jimmy Johnson.
I got Jimmy Johnson before I even joined the show.
Then we hired you, and then it all went to you know what. Let's hook you up.
All right, Tolos, right now, call a number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of tickets to the Texas State Fair. That's call a number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.